Right, it's that time of the week when we look at issues of financial wellness. We do it today in the company of Samke Mhlongo, who is with us every fortnight. Samke, very good afternoon to you. I mean, you have highlighted an important distinction between the gender wealth gap and the gender pay gap. What is the difference between the two?
Hi, John, and thanks again for having me. The difference between the two, John, is that the gender earnings gap is basically the difference between, or the gender wage gap, rather, is basically the difference between the earnings of a male and a woman that hold the same position and have the same qualifications. We know that. But now more and more, we are focusing on the gender wealth gap, because a study found that for every $1 that a white man owns in the U.S., women overall own only 32 cents of that. That, and Black and Latina women only 1 penny, which says to us that even in those instances where you do have men and women earning the same, there is a gender wealth gap in that they don't keep the same amount of money, and that there are actually other factors in their lifestyle that mean that women don't get to keep as much as of every dollar they earn as a man does.
So let's bring into South Africa. I mean, what examples come to mind for you, South African women? Where are they stretched to spend in ways that South African men are not?
Well, you know, it would be very interesting for this study to be conducted in South Africa. But even without it being conducted in South Africa, the reasons, or the primary reasons behind this gender wealth gap, still hold true in South Africa as the rest of the world. So universally, women spend more or pay more on their debt via higher interest rates than men do. And this is simply because women don't negotiate better loan conditions and interest rates when receiving that bond approval or vehicle finance approval from the bank. So that's reason number one. Number two, women don't actually invest as much as men do. So where you're looking at single women versus single men, yes, they are saving as much, but they're not investing as much in your share portfolios, for instance, or even in venture capital type of activities. So small businesses buying into businesses. Thirdly, women pay more for housing, and this makes sense in terms of the rental they pay because of not negotiating better rentals, and also the interest on the home loan. And then finally, number four, with regards to career paths, women take more career breaks than men do. We know that,
yes.
Number one, this is because of pregnancy, but also what the research is now finding is that number two, it's because women don't actually progress as fast as men do in terms of their careers. We know that men will apply for a position before they feel ready, before they feel that they're ready for it. But women, only once they feel that they are qualified and ready for the position will they do so. So actually in the career path area, we find that women are also holding themselves back, even though, yes, we know there are those structural hindrances as well.
So solutions. What do you advise people when they say, you know what, I'm earning well, but I'm not progressing. I'm not building that bedrock of wealth that I'm going to need later, either to start a small business, help family members, or whatever it is.
Well, number one, a rise in financial literacy is very important. I mean, just this past Saturday, the JSE held a very successful JSE She Invests conference, where it is solely focused on helping women invest more and participate more in the stock market and actually attend to those issues that plague women specifically and not society as a whole when it comes to investing. Number two, confidence. Confidence is a big, big deal when it comes to financial decision making, and women need to really look specifically to those ways where they can improve their negotiation skills, improve their risk appetite, and actually take ownership of their financial outcomes and not merely delay or defer the financial decision making in the home to their spouses or their partners. So those two areas, which you know, have very little to do with the science of investing and everything to do with the psychology of investing, will contribute to us managing and hopefully eliminating this gender wealth gap.
Thanks very much, Samke Mhlongo, with some thoughts. If you've got your own experience, not just of gender pay gaps, but of that gender wealth gap. In other words, wealth being what you accumulate over time, and that would be a mix not just of whatever's in your pay or wage package, but perhaps property or vehicles or something like that. Do share your story, 011-883-0702. More financial wellness ideas and insights at the same time next Wednesday. And as I say with our other features, property, my hometown, and others. If there's something you want us to cover, do drop me a note. 31702. Tell me what questions or areas you would like us to cover.